Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Should I put all my money on the Chiefs to win this Sunday?
I think so. I like them. Yeah, look, Andy, I actually think the Eagles are the better overall team, top to bottom. I think they're more talented. Mm-hmm. But Mahomes over Hurts, Reed over Sirianni.
Game over.
Yep.
Those are the two most important positions on the field. Chiefs have an advantage here. Andy Reid off of a bye, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but when you give Andy Reid more than 1 week to prepare, in the playoffs, in the Mahomes era, he's only lost once. Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, right, to Tampa Bay. And All due respect to Jalen Hurts, he ain't Tom Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you bring that up because for 5 years now, I picked the Chiefs to win every game 35-0. And people think I'm nuts, right? Which I am. I'm not going to deny that. But I had somebody last night say to me, he goes, every day I listen to you, every week it's the same thing. You never pick them to lose. I go, but why would you? Why would you ever bet and pick against the Kansas City Chiefs? They went 15-1 this year with their starters, and they won the Super Bowl last year, and you couldn't tell me a wide receiver on the team.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done. The other thing is that I think this is an underrated part of this game coming up. You look at the underlying numbers. Jalen Hurts, when under pressure this year, has been bad. Mm-hmm. He traditionally hasn't been, but this year, when you can get to him, when you can blitz him, when he's been under pressure, he's been really, really bad. And so I think, I'm sure Spags is aware of that, and I'm sure they're going to design a lot of exotic blitzes and bring pressure on Jalen Hurts. My expectation, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but right, they're going to say, like, we're going to stop Saquon. We're going to load the box. We're going to try to stop Saquon. We're going to make Jalen beat us. And if they can bring a bunch of pressure and get to Jalen, I think they've got a good chance here.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that's the key, because I don't know that Jalen Hurts can beat the Chiefs. I think Saquon Barkley could potentially do that, but I don't know that Jalen Hurts can.
I don't think so either. I think, to me, the way the Chiefs lose this game is if they can't move the ball against the defense, if the Eagles are able to turn them into a one-dimensional team, and somehow Mahomes doesn't have a good game. I can't imagine that. But, you know, like, the run game has struggled somewhat, although it's gotten better with Hunt. And so they're very hard to run on. So they're like, we're going to make you a one-dimensional team, and I don't know if there's a tipped ball, if there's a pick, if there's a turnover, something like that. Philadelphia, throughout the playoffs, they've really feasted on turnovers. They got the three against Washington. They got a couple against the Rams. They got a couple against the Packers. Like, they've really just been awesome in the turnover battle throughout the playoffs. And so I think, assuming the Chiefs can hold on to the ball, I think it's – I don't know. I think the Chiefs are winning. That's who I've been picking.
I think it's,
and not just because I'm talking to Kansas City
right,
radio.
Yeah. No, and I think it's interesting as we're with Matthew Berry here on 96.5 The Fan. I think it's interesting you say that with the turnover battles. Look at that Rams game. That was a snow apocalypse, right? So
yeah.
There were conditions. Rookie quarterback. I know Daniels is great. He's going to be great. It's an NFC Championship game, and I think in that game it looked like maybe the lights were a little too bright. At least maybe.
I don't think for Daniels, but I mean, okay. Like Jeremy McNichols was, you know, Dyami Brown. Like Daniels didn't have any turnovers, but. It was Austin Eckler, it was Jeremy McNichols, and Dyami Brown are the three fumbles. And, you know, I mean, all due respect, you shouldn't have Dyami Brown and Jeremy McNichols in high-leverage situations
sure.
in an NFC Championship game, which, again, goes to speak to, like, the brilliance of Dan Quinn and what a magical year Washington had given
right. The
state of their roster.
And then I don't know if I missed something last night, but, again, none of those guys are Patrick Mahomes. None of those guys are Andy Reid.
Right.
So, again, you add that factor into it. So, like, yeah, on paper, those all look great. They look awesome, but you're going up against the two that are the conductor and the musician in this whole thing. But did I miss something last night? Because I thought I saw a lot of people say the Chiefs were no longer favored in this game. But everything I've seen today, it's a point and a half favorite on the Chiefs side.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I mean, I've been literally going from interview to interview to interview, so
yeah.
I haven't actually checked today, see if the line has moved. But, yeah, everything I've seen is, yeah, they're point and a half favorites.
Right.
And they should be, by the way. Based on everything they've done, they've been here before, they've done it. Like I said, like – Andy Reid and 15, like, I, you know, those are the two most important positions on a football field, and the Chiefs are have an advantage in a big way there. The thing that I think is underrated here is that the Chiefs are sort of getting healthy at the right time, right? And so, and I think if I'm Vic Fangio, like, all right, well, what am I stopping, right? You know, like, am I trying to focus on Juju? Am I trying to focus on Hollywood Brown? They didn't use Hopkins at all, but is this going to be, like, a big Hopkins game?
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey didn't have a lot in the game against the Bills, but, like, are we going to ignore Travis Kelsey? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, just there's so many different ways that the Chiefs can beat you, and, you know, obviously Xavier Worthy's going to be involved in a big way, and so I think if I'm Fangio, it's just trying to figure out where I'm trying to stop. And, you know, I just always feel like Andy and his staff always have it. You know, like, wait, what? A shovel pass to Noah Gray? What are we doing here? You know what I mean? And it's always something, right? That you just don't expect. Like, whatever. Wait, they won the Super Bowl on a Mecole Hardman who wasn't even on the team like 3 months prior. Like, I don't know. You know, it just.
I mean, last
always...
year it was literally Mecole Hardman yeah. and Kadarius Toney. Like,
right.
I mean,
right.
On a play they did over and over and over again.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, right. Exactly. So I just, you know, it's sort of. You know, trust in 15, trust in Andy Reid.
Are you willing to crown these guys as the greatest of all time if they complete this thing on Sunday night?
I don't know how you don't, right? I did get this question about Mahomes versus Brady. If Mahomes wins this one, if he's got whatever, that would be his fourth Super Bowl ring, right? And he's what? He's 27?
29.
29, right. But so his fourth Super Bowl ring under the age of 30. Is he now officially the greatest of all time? Is he better than Brady? Is he, you know? And my take is, like, I don't think so. Even if they win, Mahomes is magical, right? Mahomes is a first ballot, a unanimous Hall of Famer. He's on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. If he doesn't know, throw another pass in the NFL, that's, you know, asked and answered. But my only argument about Brady versus Mahomes is this. Brady did it in his 20s, and he did it in his 40s.
Yeah.
He did it with Belichick. He did it without Belichick. He did it on two different teams.
Right.
He did it with Randy Moss. He did it with Julian Edelman. I mean, not that he won with Randy Moss, but you know what I mean? Like, he's had a variety of different players and types of offenses that he's done. He's done it over a long career. Patrick has done it only with Andy Reid, only with Travis Kelce. Like, again, I'm not trying to knock him for that. I'm just merely saying when you compare him, and it's unfair to compare a 29-year-old with with a legend of Tom Brady, but that's the world we live in where people have to have hot takes. It's just that I just don't think it's a fair comparison right now. Like, again, talk to me when Patrick's in his 40s, right? And,
sure.
You know, at the rate he's going, he could win more than Brady. But I don't know. I would argue you can make an argument that the team is the greatest of all time if they win this three-peat. But I don't know if I'm ready to say Patrick is.
What if Tom passes the torch on the broadcast on Sunday night and goes, look, man, he did something I couldn't do. I look at him now as the greatest of all time. How would that change perception of everything?
I mean, it's weird. Certainly it would be a magnanimous moment, and I think But I still, I think people are like, Tom, you were on a broadcast. You're just, you know, you caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It'll be a debate for a long time. It's a fun debate, right? It's what a great debate. The other, you know, and I don't know if you can, if it's fair to make this comparison, but one of the other challenges is that, like, they're playing with different skill sets. Like, just on a pure athletic basis, Mahomes is a better athlete than Tom. And so does Patrick get dinged for that? Because Tom did more with less, if you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a dad bod.
I know, well, I know. But, like, you know, his father was a major league pitcher. Like, I mean, Mahomes is just a fantastic athlete. Like, right. You know, and, like, and then, like, brilliance in clutch moments and making the right reads and just, you know, like, all of that goes into the greatness. But he started from a better foundation, I guess, than Brady did, right? A guy that was a first-round pick versus a sixth-round pick, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. You did. I know you've done a lot of fantasy stuff in your life before and still kind of do, and all these sort of bets and matchups and stuff like that. What are two matchups that you're interested in this game this Sunday?
I'm interested in the Chiefs' defense against Dallas Goedert. During the regular season, no team in the NFL gave up more receiving yards to opposing tight ends than the Kansas City Chiefs. And Goddard has led the Eagles in receptions and receiving yards throughout their playoff run. So I know there's going to be a lot of focus on A.J. Brown and, you know, and Devontae Smith, but I actually think Goddard is a big key for the Eagles. So for me, that's really interesting, that matchup. And I also say, like, again, not one individual matchup, but just I think the line play. Like, if there's one weakness that you can sort of point to with Kansas City, it's that offensive line. Philadelphia has a great defensive line. Can they stop Jalen Carter? Can they protect him? Now, one of my favorite bets is Patrick Mahomes over on his rushing yards because he runs a lot. He runs more in the playoffs. I think pressure will break down in these big games. Patrick does whatever he can to win the game, and so I think he will tuck and run. And so I like that, but that's going to be, I think, one of the keys is can they get to Patrick? Can the line give him enough time for him to do what he does?
Matthew, and you like the Chiefs winning this thing, as we talked about at the beginning, big, or is it going to be a tight one where we win it at the end and go to overtime and maybe have the greatest Super Bowl ever?
I don't think it's overtime, but I think they cover the 1.5. You know, if you like that. So,
Butker with a minute left, and it looks like Tom Brady all over again.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Fair enough. Well, we appreciate the time, Matthew. Thank you for all the things you're doing for us, and we appreciate the time.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.